أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, taking in the blessings and the mercies of Allah and taking time out of our busy daily schedules, hopefully to use the opportunities we have in reflection, in prayer, in supplication and devotion to our Creator. And hopefully we're taking also the time to educate ourselves of our religion, because indeed that is one of the best acts that we can do in the month of Ramadan, is to further our knowledge of Islam, of the teachings of the Quran, and obviously of the teachings of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Today we want to reflect on a tradition that comes to us from our fifth Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in relation to the Quran. And obviously, the importance that we have to give to the Quran doesn't only end, or doesn't only, you know, it's not only there in the month of Ramadan, but we need to maintain that closeness and affinity to the Quran in every other month of the year. But because of the fact that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed to the blessed heart of the Messenger of God, because Allah tells us that Ramadan is the month in the revelation of the Quran, we as a community of believers, we spend extra time in the reading, in the reflection, in contemplation of the Quran. And so it would be apt to speak about a tradition from the masters of the revelation and the masters of the interpretation of the revelation in what they say about the glorious Quran. And in the hadith books, we read the following as being reported from the fifth Imam, where he has been reported as saying, "There is a spring season for everything, and the spring for the Quran is the month of Ramadan." Now, traditionally, we know that the four seasons that we have, spring, summer, fall, and winter, are quite unique and diverse. And in different parts of the world, they obviously manifest themselves in different ways. For those who live in northern climates where we have snow and very adverse climate and weather patterns throughout the year, in the winter, fall, winter season, we benefit and we truly realize the benefits of spring, because obviously the snow begins to melt. The trees which were dead in the winter begin to regain a new life. Leaves begin to grow. Flowers begin to bloom. Grass begins to turn green. And all of these things that we see around us on a day-to-day basis. And so we as a community, we as human beings actually truly benefit from spring, because of the fact that it again is a time when the earth, which had been dead over the winter season, is again given life. And similarly is how the fifth Imam portrays the importance and the benefit of the month of Ramadan. And he says that this is the spring of the Quran. That maybe for a believer, the other 11 months have been a time when we haven't been in complete connection to the Quran. But he shows us that the month of Ramadan is the spring of the Quran, when it should bloom and blossom in the heart, where we take an extra opportunity to read more than we traditionally read in, you know, any other month of the year. Traditionally, believers are encouraged to recite a minimum of 50 verses of the Quran on a daily basis. But we see that in the month of Ramadan, that radically changes, and many individuals will try to complete the entire recitation of the Quran, of all of 114 chapters, within the 30-day period that they have allotted to them. But as spring in the weather and the climate of our country doesn't just stop after a month or 2 months or 3 months, it progresses and it leads into summer and fall and then winter, so too should our affinity and our connectivity to the Quran, that we should not only leave the Quran for the month of Ramadan, this should be the spring of the Quran within our hearts, and then we continue in the rest of the year and the rest of the spiritual months, so to speak, to be able to grow and develop and nurture and feed that Quran that has now bloomed and blossomed within our heart. And if we are able to do this, if we're able to continuously recite the Quran for 30 days and 30 nights, we hopefully will develop that habit, that positive habit of being able to recite the Quran at any time, and that it won't be just a seasonal passing, but rather it will be an integral part of our lives and that of our families and our communities. We ask Allah to give us all the ability to recite the Quran, to be able to fast during the month of Ramadan and to be able to benefit from the fasting, the prayers, the worship, the supplications, and the recitation of the noble Quran. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.